to embark and disembark on it as it relates to the private jetty, because the main jetty in PT Matnik is the problem and has and work must be done. And that's what we are doing presently. Work is being done. But we're not just going to be retrofitting the main jetty, Mr. Speaker. We have budgeted so that we could also light up the PT Matnik jetty transformation. The member for St. Patrick's East yesterday was talking about the asphalt and concrete road, for especially the asphalt roads for Karakou. And nothing was mentioned in his budget, but I don't think the member realized that over $850,000 were budgeted for Karakou. It's under our ministry. And of course, I want to thank the budget team for ensuring that that happened. And in comparison to the 2022 budget, Mr. Speaker, 2022 budget, a sum of $500,000 was allocated. And for this budget, the transformation budget, over $850,000 has been budgeted. Mr. Speaker, an increase in the amount given to youth, sports, and culture from $1 million to over $2 million. Transformation. Transformation. And let me tell you, Mr. Speaker, as it relates to agriculture, you know, Mr. Speaker, through you, we have the people of Karakou and PT Matnik under the former administration, and to know that the man has roots in Karakou, Mr. Speaker, never came to Karakou in his capacity as Minister of Agriculture. What a shame. But regardless to that, this administration, recognizing the importance of agriculture as one of the fundamental pillars of growth, we have decided, Mr. Speaker, to give an increase in the allocation for agriculture from $1 million to over $3 million. Transformation, Mr. Speaker. Transformation. An increase in social and community development from $2.1 million to $2.9 million, Mr. Speaker. Karakou and PT Matnik getting what it deserves. Finally, we have true representation that the people of PT Matnik and Karakou can be very proud of, and they can rest assured that I will fight, continue to fight with every ounce of energy that I have within my body to get more and more for Karakou and PT Matnik. Mr. Speaker, commencement of the work on the Climate Smart Ministerial Complex. We're starting that next year. And it's a project, the concept was designed under the former NDC administration, the drawings, the plans. And we are continuing that. We are starting the process. Karakou and PT Matnik is going to lead in the transformation in terms of how, Mr. Speaker, protect me now. I mean, they're interrupting me. Karakou and PT Matnik.
Honorable MP for Karakou and PT Matnik, just please hold. Honourable members, if you must speak and you can't contain the volume, I suggest that you excuse yourself and go outside. I want the MPs to be able to present, right, in peace, silence, in peace and in silence. Sometimes you have to speak, but if the audio is going to be too loud, I suggest that you go outside. Continue, Honourable MP.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for your protection. So Karakou and PT Matnik is going to lead as it relates to how government buildings are going to be built in the 21st century. Climate smart, climate resilient, and I know that the member for St. John's will be very proud of this. Mr. Speaker, we are one people, one nation, and we must not just talk that we are one people and one nation and always leaving the people of Karakou and PT Matnik behind. And this is why this side, the Cabinet of Grenada, have decided that come 2023, we are going to harmonize the price of fuel at the pumps throughout the state. Simple. simply put, if the price for fuel on mainland is $3, it should be $3 in Karakou and Kilimantik too. Because I don't know if many of you know that the price for fuel is higher in Karakou. And that has to change. We are one state, and therefore, it should be one price accordingly. And I'm proud and happy that this administration has taken that step to not just talk about the importance of Karakou and Kilimantik, but actually get the work done. Mr. Speaker, in addition to that, you know, as a member of St. Andrew Southwest stated, Karakou and Kilimantik will be getting some major road project through the feeder road. And I'm very proud of that. That money is not reflected in our in the Karakou and Kilimantik budget. But you understand what that means. It means that more than $22.8 million will be spent in Karakou. More money will be spent on the people of Karakou and Kilimantik for the development and advancement of the economy of Karakou and Kilimantik. And to me, that is transformation, sisters and brothers, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, in addition to that, the member for St. Patrick's East, let me pause. You know, Mr. Speaker, some people on the other side wanted to teach us lessons. I'll probably be a teacher for a few minutes and bring some lessons. Probably younger members like the member for Northeast may not know this. But at one point, St. Patrick's and Karakou was one constituency back in the colonial days. And therefore, we share so much history and we have such a good bond as a constituency, Karakou, Kilimantik, and St. Patrick's. And because of that, Mr. Speaker, I know that my good friend, the Minister for Works, will do all that he can to give us a little extra from his budget so that we can get more road projects and infrastructural work done in Karakou and Kilimantik because of that bond that we share, the history. And I'm happy as well, Mr. Speaker, to note that two health centers in Karakou will be dealt with, will be upgraded. And that is the Leste Health Center and the Windward Health Center. I'm very proud of that, Mr. Speaker. The people of Karakou and Kilimantik are being given what we truly deserve, and that is the respect that we have always wanted. The people of Karakou and Kilimantik has asked for representation, and that is exactly what we are giving them. You know, the beauty, Mr. Speaker, of my constituency is that, and I've always, Mr. Speaker, joke around, well, always put it in the faces of my colleagues, because the good thing is my constituency is based in my ministry, and whatever my ministry does automatically benefits my constituents. So that's why I find it real hard to understand. If you're a member of Parliament for Karakou and Kilimantik and you're a minister, I don't know how you could lose your seat, but that's a different story altogether. So I can't say, well, I'm moving to my constituency to talk about constituency achievement, because automatically whatever the ministry does, the constituent benefits. And in 5 months, this is the project that I'm going to talk about, this is what we as a ministry and as Member of Parliament, as Minister, we collectively have been able to achieve. One, ordering of new fire tender for the island of Kilimantik. The supplemental budget, which was passed not too long ago, spoke about that. Kilimantik, you're already getting lighting, the jetty fixing, are you getting road, they're getting lights on the jetty. Look, they're getting fire tender. And Mr. Speaker, do you know, 1 month of getting into office, we delivered a brand new pickup van for the people of Kilimantik. The police, when they had emergencies, see them running to go and attend to emergencies. The nurses had to foot it to go and see, assist the Sikh. The doctors, likewise, when they come to visit the island, and even government workers. With this new brand new pickup, it is giving the residents, the professionals, government workers, police officers, and so on, a big assistance. And for that, this administration should be given credit, where credit is due. Although I hear they say we did it so fast that it is an NNP initiative. But Mr. Speaker, this is transformation. This is transformative leadership. We get things done. Mr. Speaker, as stated, the work have started on the Piti Matnik main jetty. Improvement of the fishing center in Piti Matnik. Soon they'll be receiving the brand new ice machine, and I know some work is presently ongoing there, improving the fishing sector in Piti Matnik, the fishing capital of Grenada, Piti Matnik. Well, St. John's member may disagree with me, but that's a different story. And of course, Mr. Speaker, a brand new medical examination chair for the Piti Matnik Medical Station. And I know, where's my brother? I'm not seeing my friend, the Minister for Health. He seemed to have disappeared. But a brand new dental unit on the island will be sent to the island of Piti Matnik very soon. And let me state, because the member for St. Mark's, through you, Mr. Speaker, was Minister for Health for a very long time. And it is appalling and it's a shame that the present dental chair that is in Piti Matnik is over 30 years old. Older than that. Over 30 years old. And the only thing that is done is extraction. And these are the same people that say they love Carrigon, Piti Matnik. You know, I still find it very hard to understand how the people could have voted for these people. But that's a different story altogether. So in 5 months, we recognize that, and we are delivering on it to bring not just a dental chair, but an entire unit to the medical station for the people of Piti Matnik. Transformation. Mr. Speaker, and yes, of course I love the word transformation. You love it too, all you're using it as well, isn't it? Mr. Speaker, resumption of the airlift to Karaku, the SVG Twin Otter service. But you know, I must go in a little more in this thing. You see, some people, one side believes in mamagism and a show of tomfoolery. And the other side believes in genuine development and transformation of the country. You know, Mr. Speaker, all that was done by the other side was to sign a memorandum of understanding. And do you know, in that memorandum of understanding, the service was meant to only last up to the 5th of November of this year. So they were hoping, Mr. Speaker, that they would win. When they win, all right, forget about the service. The intention was never to genuinely provide airlift to Karaku and Piti Matnik, but all was a political plot. Facts. Facts. And we've started with negotiating. And we have some exciting news to come in the not-too-distant future as it relates to airlift in Karaku. Because as it relates to the night landing service that is on its way, we're going to twin that with the airlift improvement to the island of Karaku. In addition to the dental unit that is coming to Piti Matnik, a dental unit will be also coming to Hillsborough, and I know that the Minister for Health and his prominent secretary is working hard to ensure that we get that delivered in short order. A new fire truck is also on its way to the people of Karaku and Piti Matnik. This one, I must give credit to the former administration. They are the ones that put in the work for that one. So where credit is due, credit is given. Mr. Speaker, I know that the prominent secretary within the Prime Minister's office is listening to me, Ms. Lett. And in short order, the people of Karaku and Piti Matnik, the drivers in particular, will no longer have to come down to Grenada or to send the information to Grenada and wait 2, 3, 4, 5 months to get their driver's license. sent back up to Karaku, and in some cases, the information on the license is wrong. A unit has been identified. I believe it should have been purchased by now, and it should be on its way to Karaku, so that the drivers in Karaku, the licensed drivers in Karaku, would no longer have to wait 4 or 5 months to get the license. And the officers, police officers, wouldn't have to harass those that don't have their license, and all they have is a receipt, and the receipt, of course, you know, fade away after a certain time. That, in 5 months, we have been able to deliver, Mr. Speaker, and I'm very proud of that. Talking agriculture, Mr. Speaker, the old man from my agriculture minister going around walking plantation and all kind of thing. And when you hear my good brother who in charge of agriculture say, know this, know that, I wonder what the man was doing. But then when you look in Karaku and P.T. Madnick Institute, you look at the agriculture division, and you see the mess that he was in. You ask yourself, well, what kind of Minister of Agriculture we had? Yeah, Minister of Agriculture for sure, but not Minister of Agriculture of getting anything done. And that's the reality. And I'm proud, Mr. Speaker, to see that in 5 months, the people of Karaku and P.T. Matnick, the Ministry of Karaku and P.T. Matnick, has been able to reestablish the veterinarian, livestock veterinarian unit within the Ministry of Karaku and P.T. Matnick. And not just the setup of a unit, you know, but for the first time in the history of Karaku and P.T. Matnick, we have a doctor of vet stationed in the unit that comes up two times for the week, every week. That is transformation. Taking the livestock industry, Mr. Speaker, to higher heights. I was having lunch. We were having lunch a few days ago, and we ordered something, and I asked the waitress, could you tell me what meat, where did you get this meat from? And she went and asked them, where from, and you know where it came from? New Zealand. I said, listen, within less than 10 years, you tell the owner and the chef that they no longer have to get those things from New Zealand, you'll be able to get it from Karaku. And I want to put people on notice that when you want good meat, not too distant future, you come to Karaku. You could get it now, you know, because we have quality, but we want to better the quality. And that is why we have improved the livestock center and the livestock industry by putting at the veterinarian unit so that they can assist us in that regard. Local government, Mr. Speaker, it's on its way. Draft legislation is before AG's chambers, and very soon you'll be hearing about local government. And local government, yes, first for the people of P.T. Matnick and Karaku, and then after we'll roll it out on mainland Grenada. Mr. Speaker, the member for St. George's North East usually comes to Karaku. He loves Karaku and P.T. Matnick. And I tell him, listen, if you keep coming to Karaku and P.T. Matnick and not bringing anything, we would have to ban you and more so, you know, put a visa restriction. So with that, he and his ministry has assisted with the establishment of a music lab, which will soon commence, Mr. Speaker. And I'm very proud of that for the people of Karaku Department. And for me to put on the record how grateful I am to the minister, and it goes to show how much he loves Karaku and P.T. Matnick. Minister for Implementation, love Karaku and P.T. Matnick too, you know. But we'll get to that point. Greater collaboration, Mr. Speaker, with the ministries on mainland. You know, we have some issues. People forget that there's a ministry for Karaku and P.T. Matnick on the island. And our responsibility is to look after the affairs of the island, the people of the island. And yes, we have several ministries, Ministry of Works, Ministry of Education. And so talk about education. Remember, brother, we'll talk about education as it relates to the greater collaboration of education with Education Ministry and workers in Karaku. So greater collaboration, and I'm proud of that we are strengthening that, Mr. Speaker. Starting the process of officially rolling out seed in Karaku and P.T. Matnick. Yes, I know a lot of people think that the people of Karaku and P.T. Matnick have a lot of money, but the reality is we do have vulnerable people in Karaku and P.T. Matnick. So and the seed program is not yet officially rolled out in Carrick and Pitimatic, and that is something that we are working on. And the idea is that hopefully, in the not-too-distant future, we'll be able to graduate those people out of the seed program, and we'll have less and less people that will be demanding the program. Because, you know, Carrick and Pitimatic, we lead, others follow. Mr. Speaker. You know, not too long ago, in a different sitting, but in this house, a different member of parliament for Karaku mentioned about the Hillsborough port on somebody's head. But I'm happy today, Mr. Speaker, that preliminary works should begin soon as it relates to doing an assessment on the Hillsborough jetty port facility so that we can realize once again operation with a building a brand new jetty at the Hillsborough port area so that we can accommodate ferry services once we're in the town of Hillsborough. It has to happen. It must happen because the decision to move the port to Havieville without having a contingency plan, without even doing any feasibility study, it has crippled the town of Hillsborough. And we must do something to save the town of Hillsborough and the economy of Hillsborough. The businesses are crying out, the people are crying, and they want action. And that is exactly what we are going to do. So in 5 months of getting into office, that's the work that we have done. And I want to put on record my thank you. I didn't ask them for permission. I want to thank them because it's a collaborative effort by private citizens who are paying for this. Citizen Kent and citizen Leo Joseph, the port will come out on top of your head soon. Those are the two citizens who are paying for this service because they realize the importance of getting back the jetty in the tongue of Hillsborough and the impact it will have on our economy. So I want to thank them for that. Minister for Agriculture is here as well, and I want to just mention that Carrick will be receiving brand new freezer truck. And thank you very much, Minister, for making that a reality for us. The fishermen of Carrick and Pitimatic will be very grateful for that. Work has commenced, Mr. Speaker, on a cricket turf for residents of Pitimatic. And I'm very proud of that because you've never had one before. And again, kudos. All the things that I mentioned, Mr. Speaker, let me tell you, the permanent secretary is making my work lighter. So when you have a good permanent secretary, what happens? I don't know if the others could boast like I do, but I can boast. And I was in Grenada and the work commenced, and I was so proud and happy, and I'm boasting. But the real work was done by the permanent secretary back there to ensure that we move the islands forward. And I know that the people are happy because I think less than a month ago, we were in Pitimatic having a sports consultation with the residents there. And that was one of their main requests. They said, listen, we love sports too, you know. But we can't play nothing because we don't have anything. And in less than a month, we have delivered to the people of Pitimatic, and I know that they are happy. You're mentioning the people of Pitimatic getting. And on a lighter note, Mr. Speaker, you know, I heard Honorable Member Delma Thomas on the other side, Mr. Speaker, through you, mentioned that we must not be playing politics and this is everybody's business and so on. Just to let you know, the only polling division that I've gotten, if you want to say leaks, if you want to say I've got, you know, there was a decent margin, was in, because I did not win that polling division, Pitimatic. I lost it by 47 or so votes, or 46 votes or thereabout. But in spite of losing that polling division, you hear much thing the people of Pitimatic getting. It goes to show that we am there in this party politics business. This is transformation, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, every Wednesday is my constituency day in Carrick. And every Friday is my constituency day in Pitimatic. I have two constituencies there. Because you have to understand the uniqueness of the islands. We are separated by water. And because of that, we have to make time for the people of Pitimatic, and equally so, make time for the people of Carrick. And of course, In addition to that, I usually visit every Wednesday the Sikh within the constituency. I do my hospital visit and so on. And so far, Mr. Speaker, since we have started the constituency meetings with the people, I've met with over 1,023 people thus far. I think it's a lot of people. And of course, not talking about the several people that I meet via Zoom or via the WhatsApp and who comes to the ministry to look for me as well. And we have been able to assist quite a number of these people, and I'm very, very proud of that. Mr. Speaker, I heard on the other side that the budget is unachievable, which was shocking, but not surprising. The budget is unachievable. Really? You know what is unachievable? What is unachievable is that Grenada would not be able to get back over $22 million lost in Livera Hotel project. That is unachievable. We won't be able to get it back. What is also unachievable, because we won't be able to get back that $28 million from the Mount Hartman project, E.G. Miller. Does it ring a bell? Those are the things that are not achievable, because we won't be getting back those money. Those monies are gone. And you know the over $52.4 million in the shrimp farm somewhere up in St. Mark's, my good friend, on the other side. Those are the things that are unachievable, because we would not be able to get it back. But you see, Mr. Speaker, by the hook or the crook, with this transformational team, the 2023 budget will be undoubtedly achievable. And a number of people will be put to shame. I guarantee you that. Mr. Speaker, I'm hearing a lot from the other side. And they try to give the impression, Mr. Speaker, through you, that the poor and the vulnerable, this budget does not reflect the poor and the vulnerable. There's so many cuts here and cuts there, and the poor and vulnerable is affected here and affected there. But Mr. Speaker, if you look through the budget document, you will see that what we are doing is to empower our citizens through agriculture, through the creative arts, through education, you name it, which will empower our citizens, our young people, which will graduate them out of poverty into prosperity. This is what this budget is all about. So I understand. The other side is accustomed of the handouts, while this side is more interested in the hand up. We are interested in empowering our people. And that's exactly what this budget speaks about, Mr. Speaker. No worry, they're coming. Mr. Speaker, I also heard them talking about CES and attacking my good friend Andrew St. Bernard, attacking Senator Queen's Britain, Mr. Speaker. Had it not been for Andrew St. Bernard, the progress that CES is making today would not have been achievable. And Mr. Speaker, let me tell you something. She's working for $0 and 0 cents to make this a reality. So we must commend people like her and encourage others to get on board to do same. Because those are the sort of citizens that we want to generate. And we want to encourage to come on board this transformational train so that we can bring prosperity for our citizens. And I want to pause here to also recognize Senator Britton and the CES team for the hard work that they are doing. Millions of dollars has been pumped to our small businesses into the economy to help lift them, to help them grow, Mr. Speaker. So when you attack and you come through us, because you attack one, you attack all of us, I want to put that on record. Too much sugar. Sister Delma gone. Sorry, Mr. Speaker, through you. The Honorable Member Delma Thomas left. But you know, when she mentioned yesterday that the sugar has an acquired taste and that she don't drink too much of sugar in her tea, but she like, you know, it's acquired taste. She likes it. You know, and I'm hearing the talk out there that it's a tax. You're hiding the tax to gain more revenue on sugar and so on. Mr. Speaker, we are an unhealthy people because we consume too much unhealthy stuff. And if you look at the non-communicable diseases, and you go to the hospital, you go to the hospital this afternoon, and you would see up 90% or 99% of the people that are admitted to the hospital is because of non-communicable diseases. Diabetes is number one, followed by high blood pressure, salt and sugar. And this administration, recognizing that, took the bold step. Because of course everybody will say, consultation, consultation. We're having consultation now until Lanekane, and we still go out, people will still call for more consultation. We as leaders, we must make bold decisions and bold move, and that is exactly what we have done, making the bold move. To encourage people to use less sugar. And I heard the talk on the other side that a bottle of honey will cost $40, so people can't afford it. The same people who say they can't afford, and the members on the other side know that. Some of the people who claim that they can afford the honey, you go to those expensive shows and you would see them. We're just encouraging people. Your health is your wealth. And you need to take stock of that. Because mind you, Mr. Speaker, average on a monthly basis, the government of Grenada have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, taxpayers' expense, on the patients in the hospital, especially the ones with non-communicable diseases. So if we can get Grenada on a healthy path for people to start exercising, cutting down the sugar, cutting down the salt, those hundreds of thousands of dollars, those millions of dollars that are being spent to take care of people, had they taken less sugar or less salt and lived a healthier lifestyle, those hundreds of thousands of dollars might have been able to be spent, Honorable Minister Emmeline Pierre, through you, Mr. Speaker, on the poor and vulnerable, or even assisting in improving the health care. So that's what we are doing. And I want to encourage members inside here today. I mean, I'm starting in January. Cut out as much sugar as you can. Cut off as much sugar as you can. Start living a healthy lifestyle. We as leaders, we need to lead by example. And that's exactly what we are doing. So I understand it will be hard for some. I understand, and we understand that some people will be affected. It's a fact. But tough times calls for tough decisions. And leaders, what we do, we lead. We lead. And that's exactly what we are doing. Mr. Speaker, Prime Minister is not here. I want to use the opportunity to thank him very much for all that he has been doing. The man has a broad back. He's small, but he has a broad back, and he loves the people of Grenada, Carriacou, and Piti Martinique. And the budget allocation for Carriacou and Piti Martinique is a clear demonstration of his love for the people of Carriacou and Piti Martinique. A clear demonstration for his love for people. Some people say all that they want about him, but in the end of the day, he will prevail. I also want to use this opportunity to thank my family, in particular my son, Tevin Jr. And Tevin, I know you're looking, pops love you. I know you know, you may not understand half of what I'm saying, but the fact that, you know, the politics, governance at this level, it's a sacrifice that you're making. And sometimes your family, your children, you don't get to see them as much as you would want to. And of course, it can have an effect on them. So I want to thank my family for understanding that. And I just wanted to just put that on the record, let them know how much I appreciate them. And I also want to use the opportunity to thank the people of Carriacou and Piti Martinique. I am standing on their shoulders. They are the ones that have me here today. And I think so far, I think the people of Carriacou and Piti Martinique are a bit satisfied with having someone like me, not boasting myself, but boast where you can boast, having someone like me to fight and agitate on their behalf. So people of Carriacou and Piti Martinique, I know all of you are listening. I know right now that the Vibes FM is streaming this live just so that the people of Karakou and Piti Matni can listen. So I thank you so much, my wonderful people of Karakou and Piti Matni. And I want to thank my team, my constituency team, Terence Logan, Shania Sentile. I didn't even see my ministry team here. PROD and Isaac, and of course, Ms. Janelle, Planning Officer Janelle McFarlane. And of course, the constituency team, Niall Joseph, Shania Sentile, Tamara Bido, Terence Logan, for being here. And of course, my permanent secretary, the best permanent secretary in the state and in the region. Maybe if the member for the town of St. George's had such a good permanent secretary, he might have actually performed. But that's a different story. I also want to use the opportunity, Mr. Speaker, to put on record my thanks to my good friend, Kimberlyn Mills, for his continued support to me and the initiatives that I do, and of course for standing there and standing with me throughout, even before we've gotten to this point. I also want to put on record, I'm not seeing him as yet, put on record my thank you to Ian Njangu Thomas for being a great confidant and friend. And many people may not like this, but you can bite me if you wish. I want to put on record my thanks to Kem Jones, who has also been a good friend and a great confidant, who has assisted me. And you must remember the people who assisted you you must remember the people who assisted you when all hope seemed to be lost, and they stood with you and encouraged you and pushed you through. And that one person is Kem Jones. Must put it on record. Say what you want about him, but I'm talking personally about a friend of mine. Yes. Mr. Speaker, what matters most for us on this side of the House is not the political grandstanding and the titivation. I wish it did. What matters most is the people of this great country. What matters most is the size of our heart and the strength of our character. The people of this country has elected a government with a big heart and a strong character. So I say to our members on this side of the House, we have a country to build, we have a people to invest in and to uplift, and a nation to make greater. So let's get about doing it. Let's build Grenada, Karakou, Piti Matni forward as we unite this great nation. Thank you.
I thank the Honorable MP for Karakou and Piti Matni for your presentation. And I must commend you because you didn't use your full hour, which is commendable given the tight rope that we are walking today. I now invite the MP for the town of St. George, Honorable Peter David, to make his contribution to the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning to everyone in the House and those out of the House who may be listening.